Hello, and thank you for joining us on How to Market Your Staffing Company. My name is Mikey, and I am the VP of Accounts here at Staffing Robot.
And I'm Robert Hayden, and I'm a content strategist here at Staffing Robot.
Today on the podcast, we are looking at organic leads for your website and how you can get them and the strategies that you should be utilizing today to make sure that you are getting every possible organic lead and also what happens with those leads once they come to your website. So, firstly, we need to clarify what an organic lead is. So essentially, when you're searching in Google, on the top or on the side, they're paid search results. So people are paying to be shown there. And then everything else in between is going to be an organic listing. Now, that organic listing is very much curated to the browser that you're on, your search history. There's so many details that go into how you're seeing that organic history. But essentially, those websites showed up there because when you search for something in Google, Google attributed all of the content to those websites to the search terms that you were looking for. So then when someone clicks on it, that's organic. That website didn't have to pay anything for that lead to click on their organic listing and then for them to go to their site. So that is the best and the longest strategy that you can have in your marketing efforts, because organic leads take the most time to build but also are the most valuable because you're not paying for them, but the process in building out a system to continually get those obviously does cost money, but it's something to where you invest into building something the right way once and the first time, and then it will really pay itself down the road. Organic leads are the main objective of your website. That should be what you're focusing on for your staffing company's websites, is to get organic leads, to have everything on your website structured appropriately and accordingly so that that can happen. Organic leads are the highest return on investment that you can get for putting your time and money into marketing your staffing company in the digital landscape online. That's where you're going to see the biggest return, because it has the lowest amount of investment per lead that you have to get into, because you're not buying the leads straight up. So organic leads are leads that come to your website, people that are visiting your website that you're not paying for them to get there. They didn't click on a paid advertising link of any sort. They found you the way that they were searching online for your company. Does that make sense, Robert?
Yeah. I mean, if everyone does probably hundreds of Google searches a day or maybe less, but you're doing it every time you scroll down past any sponsored ads and you go click that first one, like, I want to find a pizza in Portland. I'm in Northwest Portland. I type in pizza Northwest Portland, and I'm going to get four of the best pizza places that showed up at the top, and I'm going to click those, and that's an organic lead. Now, I might see one that says, you know, the best pizza here, Pizza Hut, and it's a sponsored link because they paid for that. It's not going to be the best pizza. It's going to be that organic one down there that everyone's been talking about in Northwest Portland. I'm going to eat that piece of pizza.
Probably. Which leads us into how do organic leads happen? So you have stuff on your website. You have pictures. You have text. You have all these things on your website that are trying to communicate to the leads, to the candidates that you're reaching. Then the search engines are trying to translate that over so that when someone tries to search for you, then they can say, oh, well, this website is the best possible example for them. Basically, how that works is, for one, search engines primarily are built and are getting better, but they're built around text. So like letters and numbers is what they understand. So the copy, and Robert is one of our writers here, as well as a content strategist, the copy, the text on your website is the most important thing, I would say. The old school way when the internet started, basically you could just repeat the same word. And then when someone searched on the internet for like hot dogs, if you had hot dogs 5,000 times on your website, that word, then you would be the first one to pop up. Obviously, that's completely changed now because the algorithms learned that people can spam it and they can take advantage of it. And that's where we get into the deeper picture of search engine optimization and SEO and what that actually means and what it looks like. But fundamentally, you're never going to get organic leads if the text, the copy of your website, isn't directed at your target audience, your target client, your target lead, isn't directed at exactly what they would be searching for and the information they're looking for, and also directed at search engines to make sure they understand what they're looking for. So, Robert, when you're going through and we're working on a new website and we're writing the content and the copy, like what's like a main one main thing that you kind of use as a standard to write new copy for a website?
Well, the first thing we look at is obviously what the audience, the intended audience for that website is going to be. And most staffing companies, I'd say 90% of the time, they have a weight towards candidates. So let's say it's a nursing staff staffing site for nurses, travel nurses. We're going to want to front load a lot of that with helpful stuff that let's say you're a nationwide travel nursing staffing company that that focuses on, I guess I said nationwide, but let's say they focus in Hawaii, for instance.
Yeah.
And so because that's informative, I mean, people want to know that when they go to the website that, okay, we focus on Hawaii and we focus on permanent placement travel or per diem nursing. You write good, informative, plain speak copy about that. So that's informative when people are on your site. But that kind of copy also, Google reads that or the robots read that. And so when you go in, it's, you know, like I just moved to Hawaii, I need to find a job here, or I want to move to Hawaii and travel, I'll type in travel nursing Hawaii. Now, if your site is good enough with SEO and you have a company that is out there doing that and actively participating and making sure your SEO is good for your site, you're going to show up for that person, and that's how they're going to get on your site.
Exactly. And like I was mentioning earlier with the results that you see in Google. So if I like if I type in pizza in Northwest Portland, like Robert was using in the example earlier, and then Robert types that in, we're going to see different results because that's based off our browser history. It's based off of the history in our search history, just in general.
Our geolocation,
like you were saying with Hawaii. So there's so many different parameters that go into organically leading, which is actually the most exciting for staffing companies because you can specifically target how you want to get organic leads and what organic leads you really want to go after. So like the overall strategy is obviously if you had specific job types like travel nurses or, you know, something else, and someone typed that in, like travel nurse jobs just in general, you would want your homepage to show up, of course. But that is the longer, that is the largest game. That's the largest strategy. The more focused strategy is like what Robert's saying, is it travel nursing jobs in Hawaii, let's say, something like that. Then you can start getting a lot more targeted because it's based off of one location, and you can create landing pages that aren't leading organic leads to your website and try to drive traffic that way. But the biggest thing is really focusing on the text and the copy that is on your website first to make sure that it is doing what Robert exactly said, is speaking to the candidates, it's speaking to the search engines, but it's speaking to the candidates, your users of your website first, and answering their questions. Also, everything else on that page, you know, pictures and videos, those all are attributed into how you're organically found, because people could be searching for some job and for some reason they would be looking through the images, you know, Google image search or on YouTube or in the video search for, you know, how do I find a job in travel nursing or something.
How do I get into travel nursing? What's my first year in travel nursing look like? Something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really organic leads is getting into the head of your target audience. It's understanding how they think, how they understand how to find a job, where they're looking for jobs, how they're searching for those jobs. It's trying to get the clearest picture of how they're going to find you now. And then once they find you, there's so much more that you can do with them. But essentially, it is making sure that you are first knowing where to go seek them out. So do you have jobs in Hawaii for travel nurses that you want to get organic people to? Well, that's an obvious target audience that you can go deeper into. The general organic leads just for your homepage is really too broad almost to try to have as an objective for you to get, because There's so many different parameters, and that really goes into episode one, where you have to have everything working together in this kind of foundational marketing circle that we have, which is, you know, paid traffic, SEO, social media, and your content. All of that needs to be working together in order for organic leads to happen just to your homepage. Most likely, organic leads are going to be happening on your job board, because your job board is one of the places where it you have so much content there. You have all of your job descriptions that are being read by search engines. Those are going to start showing up organically because people are going to be searching specifically for job titles and locations in Google, and that's what it says in your job descriptions. So like we mentioned in episode one, your job board being able to be read by search engines is one of the most important things that you have to make sure is happening on your website in order for you to be maximizing Google and any search engine to get organic leads from. What that means is there you can basically embed a job board onto your site, or you can integrate it. That is the best term I'm trying to have this be explained in so that it doesn't get too complicated. But essentially, embedding just lays another website on top of a website. Google can't read that. Just like Google can't read an image, it can't read a video and understand what's in it. So by integrating the job board into it, then all of that text is part of your website. It's integrated into it. So then when Google comes, crawls your web, your job board and your job descriptions, that's all attributed back to you. And you are definitely going to get a ton of organic leads there. There's also optimizing those descriptions and those all those jobs boards job boards to be focused on whatever you're specifically looking to get organically ranked for and get organic leads from. So once you really have the content and the copy in place on your website and you feel confident that it's communicated directly to your target audience and you're really, really good on that, then it gets into SEO, on-page SEO, making sure that that content is not too focused on just the search engine by trying to have certain search terms or keywords overly used in the web page so that it's really not something that a user wants to read because it's just a bunch of words and not having too much really content because you don't want to have to force people to read just all of this text because for one, that's just an instant turnoff and your bounce rates are going to go down. So your organic leads coming in, the leads that you're not paying for, if people come to your website and then it's either got way too much text, it doesn't have enough text, it has images that really aren't applicable or videos that don't really make sense, then they're going to bounce. They're going to just immediately leave the site because it's not giving them the information in an accessible way and helping solve their problem. So that's where then layout and then like the user flow of your whole website and the individual pages is the most important so that you can benefit the most from organic leads that come in. When they come in, they're going to stay. And then when they stay, they're going to find the information that they want. They're going to know exactly what to do and then be able to hopefully get placed in a job.
I mean, everyone's done this when you're searching for something. You know, especially if you're searching for something new that you're not familiar with, you'll go to a site, you'll glance at it real quick. If it's not something that you're looking for in the first 15 seconds, usually hitting that back button. And so if the website is being smart about it and they're looking to see, that's going to be a lot of page bounces because you went in and you went off and you never came back. So that's why laying out your page, having the relevant content that everyone should be looking for, really like diving deep into what your users are looking for, that's going to have them stick around on the page more because it's going to be hopefully something that that's what they came for us. And also, that's we can get into this more later, but that's also part of content too, where video is great. You can get on there. There's a 1 minute video that explains it. That's 1 minute they're going to be on their page. It's going to be good for your SEO. It's going to be good for your analytics. And they're going to spend more time on your site. I think everyone knows that when you spend enough time somewhere, it's just like, well, yeah, I just go with these guys. This seems to be the place. At least that's how I do it. The more time I spend, the more likely I'm going to use the product or the website.
No, exactly. And, you know, the thing about search engine algorithms is they are content hungry. They want content. They want users to stay on your web page. They want to know that people actually are digesting the content, that they're it's helping them, that it's actually useful. You know, Google is there's a lot of unknowns in how organic rankings happen. They purposely don't let everyone know how their algorithm works, otherwise, because then people can just totally scam it. So that's why there's these best practices that we're laying out for what you should be doing. And beyond just doing that, there are then strategies for example, organically come to your website, but they still leave. So what can you do then? They get the information. They didn't bounce. They didn't immediately leave, but they just like looked around, were there for, you know, maybe 30 seconds or even that's a long time on the internet, 30 seconds. But then they leave. You can retarget them. You can have code on that web page that then basically tags people. And then on social media platforms, you can run ads specifically to them that say like, hey, I just saw that you just visited our website. Like, is there anything we can help you out with? Stuff like that. So there's a huge benefit in being able to keep people on your web page that are organic leads so that you get the highest return on your investment for having this strategy in place. But other than that, you know, that's really kind of the overview of what organic leads are, why they are a priority focus for your staffing company, and why they should be the larger picture and the larger marketing strategy that you're always doing in your company. We're going to keep dialing down deeper and deeper and more focused into each one of these categories. So the next episode will be about SEO. And we're going to go into depths into that. And we're going to continue having more episodes about each one of these topics, but just with different people from our office here that are specifically experts in that area. And then also so that really we can, again, just lay out a clean foundational understanding for you to know what you should be doing. So if there is ever a question in your mind of, I have a staffing company, or I'm in the marketing department of a staffing company. What am I supposed to be doing my staffing company?
I've been charged to have more conversions or more people. How do I do that? How do I start?
Yes, right. Yes. This is the foundation that if you can use this as a checklist or whatever, it's going to really, really benefit you. So again, we really appreciate your time and listening with us and for being here. If you have any direct questions about any of this specifically, please email me at Mikey, M-I-K-E-E, at staffingrobot.com. But for more information about the staffing industry or digital marketing for your staffing company, check out our blog at staffingrobot.com/blog. Or we'll look forward to hearing from you guys in the comments or reviews of where you're listening to this at, whether it's on iTunes or anywhere else. We'd really love to hear from you in many different ways. So please let us know if this information is valuable to you, how it's helping you. We'd love feedback, and we'd love to utilize that in future episodes as well. So again, thank you so much for your time, and have a great day.
Bye.